Good morning. Good morning. Happy Easter. So I just want to take a minute. It's been a tradition for a long time on Easter for Christians to greet each other with the Paschal greeting or the Easter acclamation. And it comes from Luke 24:34, when Jesus is walking on the road to Emmaus with a couple of his friends, and they don't realize it's him, but once they do realize, the one says, "Christ is risen, and he has appeared to Simon," in verse 34. And so we have turned that into a greeting on Easter that goes something like this: "Brother Bill, he is risen."
"He is risen indeed."
"Brother John, he is risen."
"He is risen indeed."
"Congregation, he is risen."
He is risen indeed.
All right. Will you stand and worship with us?
Searching comes the look itself, a trace of what we're looking for. So be quiet now, wait. The ocean is rolling, the tide is coming, here it. Here is our King, here is our love, here is our God who's come to bring us back to Him. He is the one, He is Jesus. He is our King, He is our love, He is our God who's come to bring us back to Him. He is the one, He is Jesus. What was said to the rose to make it unfold was said to me here in my chest. So be quiet now, rest. Be quiet now, rest. The ocean growing, the tide is coming in, here it is. Here is our King, here is our love, here is our God who's come to bring us back to Him. He is the one, He is Jesus, and He is our King, He is our love, He is our God. Bring us back to Him. He is the one. He is Jesus. Jesus, majesty, finally, majesty, majesty. The one, He is Jesus, He is Jesus. Here is our King, He is our love, He is our God who's come to bring us back to Him. He is the one, He is Jesus. Thank you.
I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the craving of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgression, it is by his grace you have been saved.
You may be
nations, crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed.
So loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price.
Cleansing.
for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace.
Let's stand together.
Thank you.
Join
for
in singing as we prepare for prayer.
Cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on your throne. We crown you now with many crowns.
Images that we have in our minds over the past week, this week of the Passion, we have pictured you as the spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the triumphal King, the crucified on Friday, buried dead in a tomb. Lord, the impact of these real events informs our thinking and moves us spiritually every time we revisit the reality of these truths. The fact that you gave your life for us, that you became the spotless Lamb to take away my sin, our sin, that you paid the ultimate price that we may live. But we're so glad, Lord, the story doesn't stop there. That as you gave your life for us, that today we can stand in newness of life because you have been raised from the dead. By the power of God, over the power of sin, death, and hell, we stand today free and thankful and forgiven. You have made it possible for us to walk in newness of life because of the price you paid. You are worthy of our worship. There is none like you. You have no rival. And we confess here today, you are Lord. Lord of our lives, Lord of the church, Lord of creation. And we agree together. Lord, we look forward to the day when we'll see you face to face, when you will part the eastern skies and call your children home. Father, if you call us home in the meantime, before you come again, we are anxious to see your face. We are anxious, Lord, to see our brothers and sisters in Christ who have passed on before us. For we know that death is not the end because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And today, we declare that whatever problems that we are facing, they have no power in the light of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, raise every area of our life to newness of life. We declare you our Lord. And thank you today in this great assembly and with all the people all over the world who are celebrating your resurrection today. All the people said, Amen. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. You may be seated.